Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzara Vashiv. So we're moving along the first dafin of Meseches Bava Basra, the first sugya of Meseches Bava Basra, the sugya of Hezekria. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph said, "Hashutvin cherotzu lasois mechitza bechotzer boinen es hakoisel beemtza." The Mishnah then said, "V'chein begina," and then the Mishnah said, "Avol bebika." What did this all mean? We're discussing shutvin, people that are partners, or people that are shcheinim, their neighbors. They own property side by side, and the Mishnah says that there's an idea that we can force the partners to build a wall to act as a separation between their respective properties. And really what emerged from the early part of the sugya is that what exactly the halacha is depends on whether we're dealing with two houses that open up into a common chatzar, we're dealing with two ginois, two gardens that are side by side, or whether we're dealing with two bikois, two fields where grain grows that are side by side. As it relates to two houses that open up into a common chatzar, there were two lishoynes in the Gemara in terms of how to understand the halacha of the Mishnah, whether we would force the partners, or if one of the partner wants to force the other partner, he can, to build a wall because Hezekria Shmei Hezek, or whether he can't force him to build a wall because Hezekria Loi Shmei Hezek. As it relates to a garden, Stam Gina, the halacha is Hezekria Shmei Hezek. And as it relates to a Bika, Stam Bika, the halacha is Hezekria Loi Shmei Hezek. Now, why would a garden be more chamor than, say, a chatzar? It's because one of the ideas of Hezekria is Ayin Hara, and it seems that the inyan of Ayin Hara is a little more prevalent if someone is going to look at his friend's field where he has things growing. Meaning, if you look at someone's chatzar and you see him putting around in his backyard, the chashash of Ayin Hara is not so intense. If, however, you see his parnasa and the person's doing well, there's a much more likelihood of there being an inyan of Ayin Hara. Why then would Bika, which is also a field where tefuah grows, be less chomer than a gina? It was Tosfos Kash on that Beis Amid Beis. We mentioned the Tosfos once already fleetingly. Tosfos says that really there shouldn't be a difference. However, a gina is where peiros grow. Peiros remain on trees for an extended period of time, as opposed to tefuah, we're not farmers, but that apparently would not stand for a very long time. As a result, it's easier for a person to protect himself against the Ayin Hara that is the Bika than it is the Ayin Hara that is the Gina. And that's why, although Be'etzim, the Svar of Ayin Hara, should be equally as true for Bika as it is for Gina, Chazal were more makbid in a Gina than they were in a Bika. Bottom line is, as it relates to Hezek, Riyashmei Hezek, a chotzer, the two lashonos in the Gemara, the very, very first sugya, the Masechta. A gina, yes, 100% Hezekria Shmei Hezek. Bika, unless the minig is otherwise, menastam, we assume, Hezekria Loi Shmei Hezek. Our mission is going to begin with two people that owned bikois that were side by side, and the Gemara is going to discuss a halacha where, although ordinarily the minig is that one partner can force another partner to be mishtatif and to build a mechitza to separate the bikos, but as we're going to see, there is a situation where maybe he can. Says the Mishnah, if somebody had a field and somebody else owned a field that was adjacent to this one field on its three sides. So there's a field in the middle that belongs to Reuven, and now Shimon owns fields on three of the four sides that are surrounding Reuven's field. The God, there is a Rishoyna, the Eshashniya, the Eshashlishas. And then Shimon, who owns the surrounding fields, went and he built a fence that separated his field from the field in the middle on the three sides that they're adjacent. In Mechai Venoisoi, the halacha is that Shimon can't force Reuven to chip in for the wall. And even though there's an idea of Hezek Ria, but at the same time, as we saw, when it comes to a bicker, the assumption is, until proven otherwise, you do not have a right to force your neighbor to be mishtatev in a wall. Rabbi Yossi says, Im amad v'gadar es haravias, in the event that the person didn't just go and surround him on three sides, but he went and he surrounded him on a fourth side as well, then the halach is megalgalin all of es hakoil. Then already we force the person who has the field in the middle, Reuven, to be mishtatev and pay equally, not just for that fourth wall, but really for all the four walls that are surrounding his wall. Either way, the Mishnah discusses people that own fields side by side, where ordinarily the halacha is hezek ria loich mei hezek, and as a result, if one of the partners decides that he wants to build a wall, no worries, tovei alecha bracha, but at the same time, you can't force your neighbor to be mishtatev, stating that if somebody would go ahead and he would now be makif, and then be gadar on the three sides, the halacha is, based on what we just said, he wouldn't be able to be mechayev, the person in the middle, to be mishtatev. Rabbi Yossi said, im amad v'gadar saravias, if he went and he's not just surrounding him on three sides, but he even closed off the fourth side, oh, now already you gave him a proper enclosure, then the halacha is megalgal all of esakha. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the Omar, who said in the Mishnah, amad v'gadar saravias, that if he didn't just surround him on three sides, but he surrounded him on the fourth side as well, then he can go and he can force him to be mishtatev in everything. And he added to that, loishna omad nikif, loishna omad makif. And really, as it relates to Rabbi Yossi's halacha, it doesn't matter if the makif, the person that is surrounding the other person, who we're calling Shimon, is the one that closed off the fourth side, or it was the nikif, who we're calling Reuven, the person who owns the field in the middle. After he was surrounded on three sides, he now went and he closed off the fourth side. And either way, once all four sides are already closed off, at that point the halacha is that Megalgalin Olav Esakol, he now has no choice, but he has to be mishtatev. Now the truth is, just hit the pause button for 1 second. In the event that the makif went and he surrounded the person who owns the field, middle of his, on three sides. And the nikif then went, and he closed off the fourth side. It's understandable why Megalgal and all of Esaka. And the reason is because he showed a Gilui Das that he is nicha to what exactly it has happened. And as a result, we now force him to be an equal shotif. Meaning, I can't force my partner to chip in for this war, but if he shows me that he's very satisfied with this wall, well, at that point, it's a whole different story. And then already, I can force him. So to the extent that the nikif is the one that went and he built the fourth wall, it's very, very moving, Rabbi Yossi's chiddush of Megalgalin all of Esakah. It's a bigger chiddush when Rabbi Yossi says that this is true even if it was Amad Makif. Because if the Makif is the one that did it, at the end of the day, the nikif never showed any nichusa to this. And you're telling me that if he surrounds him on three sides, it doesn't require the nikif to be mishtatev. So why, if he surrounds him on the fourth side, is it going to be different? Now, to be fair, there's a difference between surrounding somebody on three sides versus surrounding him on fourth sides. If you surround him on three sides, he's still somewhat exposed. On the fourth side, so now you gave him a proper enclosure. So from a hana perspective, you're definitely giving him more. But again, being that I never showed Nichusa as the Nikif to this, so why would it be Megalgal Olav Esakha? And the truth is, the short answer to this question is, because at the end of the day, the Makif is being Mahana the Nikif, and being that the Nikif is having Hana when he's closed off on all four sides, now again, he's having Hana even when he's closed off on three sides, but the real Hana happens when he's closed off on four sides, it's for that reason the halacha is that the Makif can force the Nikif to be Mishtatif. Although the nikif never did any action to show that he's nichale, but the reality is he's having hana. And if he's having hana, now he can force him to be mishtatev. Now the truth is that this hana that the nikif is having is really not coming at the expense of the makif. Right? The makif wanted to do this anyways. He didn't do this for the nikif, he did this for himself. It just so happens that the nikif is benefiting from it. So the Nikiv is benefiting, the Makiv is not losing. This is what's known in the yeshiva vernacular as Zen Nene Vizel Loi Chaser. And if Rabbi Yossi says, Loishna Amad Nikiv, Loishna Amad Makiv, Megalgal, and all of us Akoil, from the Loishna Amad Makiv side, Lachura, what you see from here is Zen Nene Vizel Loi Chaser, Chaya. You know, ask this kasha, the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Chaf, when it discusses the sugya of Zen Nene Vizel Loi Chaser, one of the Toshmas that the Gemara brings is Shitas Rabbi Yossi here in Bava Basra, Daftalad on the days, because on the Loishna Makif side, Lachura, what's playing itself out is that you're being Mechaimi for the Hanoah, but it's not coming at your Cheshman. So isn't this a Zen Nene Vizel Loi Chaser? The answer is yes, at least in the Havamin in the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara there has a Dicho, it's not the Sugya that we're learning, Ayin Cham. Either way, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yossi said, Im Amad Vigadas Haravias Megalgal and all of us Akol. And what does it mean in Amad? Loishna Amad Nikif, Loishna Amad Makif, says the Gemara, there was a machlokes on Iran. What exactly megalgon all of us hakol means? Rafuna Amar, Rafuna says hakol afi mashagada. You know what megalgon all of us hakol means? Whatever the makif paid, he sends an invoice. Just has to prove that this is what he paid, and the nikif has to write a check for 50% of whatever that payment was. Meaning, if he made a more expensive fence, a cheaper fence. The point is, hakol afi mashagada. Depending on what the makif did, that's what the nikif's responsibility is going to be. Chibar rava hakol afi demei kana bezel no. You can't force the nikif to pay for whatever fence this guy built. Maybe the fence that he built was some fancy schmancy fence that the nikif doesn't feel that he needs. What then do we do? Says chibar rav two things. Number one, it's lafi demei kana. We say that, yeah, the Nikiv has to participate, but in the cheapest, most billigate type of fence that would be able to accomplish this job. The cheapest fence is a fence that's made of konim, and that's what he would have to pay. Not just that, it's the feed made konim bezoil. So what does zoil mean? So that's also a sugi mesachtes bavakama, and usually when we say zoil, it means it's wholesale. So you can charge him, but you can only charge him wholesale. You can't assume that this person is going to go to some retail outfit and pay top dollar for the konim. So basically what we do is we ask ourselves, if you were going to make this fence out of kinim, and not just that, it would be material that you were able to purchase wholesale. How much would it cost? He has to give you a check for 50% of that, and that's what the payment is going to be. So according to Rav Huna, whatever he paid, you have to reimburse him half. According to Chiya Barav, it's Lafi Dmei Konim, Chiddush number one, Bizal Chiddush number two. Now we learned in the Mishnah, HaMakiv is Chaveri Mishalosh V'chayisah V'godas Rishayin V'sashini V'sashlishis Eimechai V'noisah. The ratio of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara makes a diak, a very obvious diak in the ratio of the Mishnah. What did the ratio of the Mishnah say? If somebody surrounds somebody on three sides, and then he makes a gedar on all three of the sides, the halach is ein mechayven. Now, what does it sound like? Harivi is mechayven, I say. It sounds like if the makif would now go on the fourth side, and he would make a fence, megalgon all of us hakol, we would be mechayven nikif. Who said that, by the way? Rabbi Yossi said that, right? But we're learning the Tanakhama now. From the Tanakhama itself, it sounds that way. Faith the Gemara, Ema Sefer. Take a look at the Sefer. The next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, "Amam v'godas Rabbi's megalgon olav asakol." It's Rabbi Yossi's chiddush in the Mishnah that if the fourth fence is now up, then the halach is megalgon olav asakol. So what's the kasha? The kasha is what's Rabbi Yossi being meisif? Whatever Rabbi Yossi said, I know. I can infer from the ratio of the Mishnah. Now, it sounds like there's a machloikis, because if there's no machloikis, then what's Rabbi Yossi coming to contribute? So the Gemara says like this. At first glance, what is the machloikis? Bishlami the Rav Huna, but the Gemara says, I'll make a little bit of a cheshmi. Bishlami according to Rav Huna, da'amar, who said, akol afi mashagadar bo. Rav Huna said that when Rabbi Yossi said, im amad v'gadar saravias megalgon olav asakol. What does it mean, megalgon olav asakol? 50 cents on the dollar. So if he built this super expensive security system type fence, yeah, you have to write him a check for 50 cents of that. Well, if that's the case, I can then rationalize, work backwards, and explain maybe what the machloik is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is. The Tanakam holds that when it comes to writing the check, if it would have been konim, and if you would have purchased it wholesale, that in umashagad aloy. But you don't have to pay him what he actually paid for. Rabbi Yossi, no, you have to give him mashagad. So, Bishlam, according to Rav Huna, that Rav Yossi is not just saying Megalgal Nolav Sakol, but Megalgal Nolav Sakol of Fima Shagodar, so maybe that's the Machloikis Tanakam Rav Yossi. We're sparring from the Diyak in the Reisha that the Tanakam really holds Rav Yossi's halacha. What then are they arguing about? Oh, must be, this is what they're arguing about. They're arguing, is it 50% of what this guy actually built, or maybe it's 50% of a cheaper wall? Elo l'chibarav, but according to Chibarav, the Omar who says, Hakolafid me konim bezol, that even Rav Yossi said, Hakolafid me konim bezol, that you can't charge him 50% of what you actually pay. So my ikur bein tana kamal the Rabbi Yosi. What then is the machlokes tana kamal the Rabbi Yosi? Eat me kana bezol like koyovle. If the tana kamal holds, meaning he's more makel seemingly than Rabbi Yosi, and he holds you don't even have to give it to me kana bezol. Because again, according to Chibar Rav Yosi, you have to give him to make Kona Bezal. And if the Tana Kama holds you give less, that means you don't even have to give that. So Maka Yovle, what does he have to give him? So the Gemara now is going to say, for Mahalchim, how you could explain the Machloikis between the Tana Kama and Rav Yosi in the world of Chibar Rav. Again, according to Rav Huna, the Kasha doesn't really start. We're not so impressed with the Kasha. Because I can tell you, it's true that Tana Kama and Rav Yosi both hold, Im Oma V'Gadar Sinravis Megal Gonol V'Sakol. What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is 50% of what he actually built, or 50% of Dmei Kana Bezal. But according to Chibar Rav, that even Rav Yosi holds 50% of Dmei Kana Bezal, the Chachamim hold even less than that? Then what do they hold? So what is the Machloikis? Says the Gemara. Teretz number one. Iba Yisneima Aganetir Igebeinai. Could be the Machloikis is, whether you even have to pay him for a half a wall. Meaning, Tanakama Sava, the Tanakama holds, Agar Netira in Dmei Kana Bezal Loi. You don't have to pay him for even a half a wall. You know what you have to pay him for? You have to pay him for the amount of money it would cost you to hire a watchman to watch your field. Essentially, the wall is providing protection. If that's what the wall is providing, so that's the benefit I got. So I have to give you a check for the least amount of money I would have had to have paid to have a little bit of protection. And that's not even the cheapest wall. There's a cheaper option, right? There's actually a box you can click that is going to get you what you need, and it's not even going to cost you a wall. And that is to hire a watchman. And that's what you have to pay. So according to the Tana Kama, you all need to give aganetir. I mean, it's a good deal. If he surrounds you on four sides, you have to pay. But what do you have to pay? Not even for a half a fence. All you have to pay him is for aganetir. Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi is machmer. He also knows, Dmei Kana Bezal. You actually have to pay for a fence, a half a fence. What type of fence are you paying half of? Dmei Kana Bezal. Dibay Yosei, the second tariff of the Gemara is, it could be Rishon Hashanah V'Shalish HaZegbeinah. Now, if Gemina is, when you now have to pay, meaning, Amma V'Gadas Ravias, are you paying half of all four of the walls? Or maybe only paying half of the fourth wall. Tanakama Sava, Tanakama holds. Revius who the Yavle, Av Rishon Hashanah V'Shalish is Lo Yavle. That if it's Amma V'Gadas Ravias, it's true you have to pay half, but only half of the fourth wall. You actually don't have to pay half of the first three walls. Rabbi Yosei Sava, Rabbi Yosei holds. Rishon It's Rabbi Yossi's chiddush of Megal Ganol of Asakol. So you want to know what the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is? It's true. Good deal. From the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, you already see that in Om of God, the Saravius, you would have to pay half. But half of the fourth wall, not half of the other three walls. Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is in Om of God, the Saravius, Megal Ganol of Asakol. And now you have to pay for half of all four of the walls. Now, why, according to the Tana Kama, would you not have to pay for half of the first three walls? What does that even mean? So Rashi says that being that at the time that he built those three walls, you didn't owe him anything, so it's kam dina. It's as if there was already a psak halacha from Bezdin that you're off the hook, you don't owe him anything for that. Now he built the fourth wall, now you owe? Okay, so that's only going to be chal on the fourth wall. But as it relates to the three walls, it was already gepaskin. There was a kam dina that you pata, and if you pata, you pata. Iba Yisem, the Gemara says, makif and nikif ikabeinai. It could be, there would be a nafkamina as it relates to whether it's dafka if the nikif is the one that built the fourth wall, or whether it's true even if the makif is the one that built the fourth wall. How so? The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds, time of the Amman nikif. It's dafka if the nikif is the one that built the fourth wall, the Megal Gonol of Asakol. That one, Megal Gonol of Asakol. Aval Amad makif. But if the makif is the one that did it, ain't it noisle, el me revius. At that point, not. What would be the difference? It's really the svar we spoke at earlier. If the Nikif is the one that built the fourth wall, so he's showing that he's very happy with these walls. If the Makif is the one that did it, so now I'm only chayef for the hana that I had, could be over there. All I have to give is the Dmei Revias. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Rabbi Yossi holds, loishna Nikif, the loishna Makif, im Omad, the Godar, Megalgun, all of Esakal. And Rabbi Yossi says, like we said right in the beginning of the Mora, that it doesn't matter if it's the Nikif, it doesn't matter if it's the Makif. So what's the third teretz? The third teretz is that the Nafki Mida between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is if the Nikif is, if the Makif is the one that built the fourth wall. The Tanakama, it's true, a Moida, that if the Nikif is the one that built the fourth wall, then he's going to be Chayiv, Megalgal, and all of Esakol. Where they veer off is if the Makif is the one that did it. And from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like that according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah, Loishna Nikif, Loishna Makif, Megalgal, and all of Esakol. Whereas according to the Tanakama, if the Makif is the one that did it, he would only have to give him for the value of the Revias. Lishna Chrina. There's another Lishna, and this is the fourth teretz, and this other Lishna is in the last Ibayas Eima. Makif and Nikif, Ikif and Nayu. Again, the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is regarding Makif and Nikif, but it's in the reverse. So really, this Ibayas Eima, this Lishna Achrina, is the same as the third Ibayas Eima of the Gemara. It just switches what the sheet of the Tanakam is and what the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is. Tanakam is off, Tanakam holds him, God, the Makif is a Revias, Nami Yavile. It doesn't matter if the Nikif did it or if the Makif did it. Rabbi Yossi is off, Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds him, Mama Nikif, God, that's a Revias with the Yavile, the Goli Daita, the Nichale, Abba, God, the Makif, Yavile, Midi. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that if the Makif is the one that did it, then he wouldn't have to give him anything. Notice over here, in Rabbi Yossi's Lishna, where Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds Tafkum Amad Nikif, not Makif, it's in Goder Makif, over there the halacha would be Lo Yov Le Midi. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is the Mishnah said, Makif is Chaveri Mishalosh Ruchoysav, the Godas are Rishonim, Vesashni, Vesashlishis, Eim Chayvin Oysak. And the Gemara now made a diak. It's implied that if he would be going to the fourth side, then it would be Mechai ben Oysak. Rabbi Yossi then says this Chiddushim, Amma, the Godas are Revias, Megalgon all of us Akal. And really, the majority of the first Gemara that we just learned was focusing on what is the machloikas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Where Rabbi Yossi said explicitly is something that the Tanakam has said implicitly. But they're seemingly saying the same thing. So if that's the case, what is the machloikas? And really what emerges is there's five possibilities of what's going on over here. Could be the machloikas is how much you have to pay. Rabbi Yossi holds Megal Galalav HaSakol. Whatever it is that this guy paid, whatever fancy fence he made, you would have to give half of. Whereas in Tanakama holds, no, you wouldn't necessarily have to give so much. All you would have to give is Dmei Konim Bezal. Another Eitzah that the Gemara said is maybe the Machloikis is whether you even have to pay for a half a fence. Maybe Tanakama holds, all you have to do is pay for a Shomer. That's the Hanah that you're getting. But more than that, maybe it's not even something that you have to do. Another suggestion that the Gemara had was, is that maybe the Nafki Midah is whether you have to pay for the first three as well. Rabbi Yossi says, Megalgalin Olav HaSakol. But maybe, according to the Tanakama, you'd have to pay for half of the fourth fence, but not half of all four fences. Additionally, the Gemara said, maybe the Nafki Midah is whether it's only if the Nikif is the one that built the fourth fence, or it's also true if the Makif is the one that built the four fence. Who would hold what? So the Gemara had two Lashonis, whether Rabbi Yossi is the Machmer or whether the Chachamim would be the Machmer. Zok the Gemara, a few stories as a postscript to this halacha. Runya, Akve Ravina Me'arbe Ruchaisa. So Runya owned the field and Ravina was Makif him on all four sides. He built the fence all four sides around Runya. Amale, so he told him, Havli Kamada Gadri. So Ravina went to Runya and he said, listen, I built a fence around your property. I want you to give me 50% of it. Give me half. La Yavle. He refused to give it to him. Now Rashi says the whole premise of Ravina asking Runya for payment was the first Gemara that we learned. Am Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Right? The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And being that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, so he told him, I want you to give me half. Additionally, Ravina was also taking Rav Huna's position on Daf Dalam Beis, who holds a kol of Fimash HaGadr. And that's why he said, right, what was his Lashon? Havli, give me half, Kimad de Gadri. Half of what it is I paid. Not to make Kona Bazaar, but I want you to give me half of whatever it is I paid. Bottom line is he refused to give it to him. So he told me, you know what, listen, I can't get what I'm really supposed to get. How will defeat to make Kona Bazaar? At least give me according to Chia by Rav. Maybe we pass like Rabbi Yossi. At least give me that. Well, you didn't want to give him that. So he said, Havli Aga Netirusa. At least give me the amount that you would have had to give to a shomer, right? That was one of the ibayis emes that even the Tanakama's moed that you would have to give. Layavle, he didn't want to give him that either. No, so Ravina put up this fence, thinking he was going to get reimbursed. But in the meantime, Runya was not giving him what he thought was coming to him. The Gemara says, "Yom Echad, one day, have a kogadri dikla." Runya was in his field and he was harvesting dates. Amalei Larisis, Ravina told his Ares, "Zil shkol mine kibur dahini, go grab a cluster of dates." So he went, Azal, la'asuye. So he went to go take it. Sounds a little like Neva, right? Rama Beikala. In the meantime, Runya gave a yell. Amalei, Ravina heard him yell and he said, "Golas daitech demenech nichalach." No, from that yell, from that scream, from that shriek, it's very obvious that you're worried about ganavim, and you don't want anyone to walk off with your dates. And as a result, menach nichalach, you're very happy with the fence that I built. And if you're happy with the fence that I built, you're having ganav from it. If you're having ganav from it, you have to write me a check. And he added to that, and he said, and even if you need protection just from goats, abamilei bayim etirusa, you have to give me something. You can't get away with giving me nothing. Amaleis told him back, iza ba'alma la'achluye bayim. The Bach takes out the word laugh. That if all I'm trying to protect myself is from goats, no, so all I would need to do is yell. Like right now, I yell. I mean, I don't need more than a yeller. On my lazy, he told him, okay, so if you need a yeller, at least pay me for a yeller. Like Avra Boyus, the Michlila, at least you have to give me that. The bottom line is, Ravina couldn't get money out of Runya. Also, the comedy Ravi brought him to Rava. On my lazy, and Rava told Runya as follows, Zil paise b'maide efayis. It seems he told Runya that Ravina is willing to walk away for a negotiated price that's going to be in your favor. And I would advise you, Rava said, to take it. V'iloi, because if you don't, then I'm going to charge you already top dollar. And top dollar is, I am going to charge you the Ikar Adin. And what is the Ikar Adin? It's Rav Huna's version of Rabbi Yossi, which is that you have to give half of what it is that this person spent. So he said, listen, if you want, you can get off easy. Just take this offer, because if not, we're going to play hardball. I'm going to force you to give him what it is you really have to give. Either way, the Gemara tells another story now between Runya and Ravina. Runya is of an ara, a mitzvah to Ravina. Runya once bought a piece of property, and it was on the mitzvah of Ravina. It was right next to the gvul of Ravina. Now, Sava Ravina, l'slukim mishum didi bar mitzvah. Ravina wanted this property, and he had the halachic rights to take this property based on the law of bar mitzvah. What's the law of bar mitzvah? That if somebody sells a field and I'm a neighbor, I have a right of first refusal. So Ravina was going to exercise his right of first refusal. Amalei Rav Safra Brei, the Rav Yeva, the Ravina, Rav Safra Brei, the Rav Yeva, told Ravina, Amri Yinchi, you know, people say, arba litzala, arba litzalala. So it's interesting. Rashi and Tosfos are all mesupik. There's like a long Rashi and a long Tosfos, all coming to explain this expression. One of the pshatim are that arba litzala, it seems that Runya was a shoemaker. And to be a shoemaker, so you have certain costs. So he had to buy hides, the leather that he's going to use to make his shoes, and then he would have to give it to a tanner who would process it. So what he told him was, is that Runya's an Araman. He has a little business. He has all these expenses. He has to give 4 zuzim to the tzala, to the person that he buys the hides from, and another 4 to the tzalala, to the tanner. He's going to be left with nothing. Ravina, you're Torah v'gdula b'makim echad. What are you doing to this man? Let him have a little bit of parnasa. And the way Rashi explains the oimek is that really, the whole deed of the bar mitzvah is predicated on Vasisa Yasha Atoy Veinei Hashem. Gemara Bav Metzia, we just learned that on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. And based on Yashrus, the bar mitzvah should have a right to take what's next door to him. What Rav Safra Brei Rav Yeva was telling Ravina is, over here the Yashrus thing to do would be to allow Runya this property. It seems like it's going to help his parnasa somehow. It's going to be good for his economic and financial situation. So he told him to walk away, and it sounds like kachava. Either way, zok the Mishnah weiter. Koisul chotzer shenofal mechayvin oisoy livnoisoy. Says the Mishnah, what would be if you have 2 shutfin, they own fields side by side, and there's a chatzar in between, and the chatzar fell down. So if the chatzar falls down, mechayva noisel of nois. So we force these partners to rebuild the wall, ad arba amos, up until four amas. Meaning, they don't have to replace the wall 100% to the way it was, but they have to rebuild it up to four amas. But beyond four amas, that's not something you have to do. It says the Mishnah, Becheskas Shenosan, Ad Sheyavi Raya Shaloi Nosan. In the event that there's a dispute whether or not the Shutif already paid for his chelik, right? Now they have to contribute together to rebuild this wall. So we assume that he paid for it, unless the Shutif that's trying to be Maitzi Mamin can prove otherwise. If the wall was initially more than four amas, and now one of the partners wants to rebuild it back to where it was, let's say it was 10 amas, and he wants it back to 10 amas, he can't force him. He can force him only up until four amas, he can't force him beyond that. Samach likoy salacha, says the Mishnah. What would be, however, if this partner who doesn't want to chip in to rebuild it back to 10 amas, so he let the one partner do it, he says, I'm not chipping in. But he then went and he built an adjacent wall, and the reason he built the adjacent wall is because he's going to put like some little roof on top of it, and he's going to have a nice little zach, meaning he's showing nichusa, like in the previous Mishnah, that this is something that he's going to benefit from. Then afa pishul enos all of us atikro. Even if he didn't put the roof up yet, megal gun all of us akol. Once he shows that this is something he's okay with, now we force him to chip in. And as it relates to this difference, it's becheskas shaloi nosan ad sheyavi raya shenosan. Over here, in the event that there's a dispute whether he paid, again, up until four amas, it's becheskas shenosan ad sheyavi raya shaloi nosan. But from four amas and above, which usually the other partner would be potter from having to chip in for, in the event that he's chayev, why? Because he built an adjacent wall, he showed that he's nichole, he's taka chayev. And over here, it's actually becheskas shaloi nasan, ad sheyavi raya shenasan. So what's the basic halacha of the Mishnah? The basic halacha of the Mishnah is, koysel chasa shenofel, mechayven oysoy levnoysoy. If this line sounds familiar, it's because it was one of the tashmas that the Gemara brought on that days on the days. What was the takeaway from that tashma? It was that even if you hold that hezek ria is loish mei hezek, but at the same time, once there's already a wall that's separating a chatzar, and that wall falls down, everyone's moida, that now already has a kriyash mei hazak. And Tosfos on that Beis Amud Beis explained that the reason is because once the two chevra got used to acting and going about their business in a private way in that chatzar because there was a wall, they're presumably going to continue to do that, so that in the event that the wall comes down, now already the other person being able to see Vastutzach Bayam is already a question of Hezekriya, and it's for that reason over here, everyone's made that the Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, and that's why you would have to rebuild it. Stating that, the Mishnah said you only have to rebuild it up until four amas, meaning the one partner can force the other partner, Midin Hezekriya, to rebuild it up to four amas, above four amas, even if the original wall was above four amas, that already you can force him. And then the Gemara threw in that as it relates to up to the four amas, it's Becheskes Shenosan Ashiyavi Raya Shaloi Nosan Midal Amas. Even when he shows nichusa, and therefore he has to pay, but it's mecheska shaloi nasan ad sheyavi raya she nasan. Either way, the Gemara now is going to introduce a new sugya. This is one of the big sugyas in Shas. It's a prime real estate sugya, Bava Basra Daf Hey. It's the sugya of chazaka ein adam peireya choyvoy toichzman. What does that sugya have to do with Hezek Ria and the beginning of Perek HaShutfin? So that's something that we are about to see. And just as a disclaimer, we're going to begin the sugya of Chazaka Ein Adam Peireya Choyvoy Toichzmanoy right now. It really goes into the Vav Amud Aleph of Ezus Hashem and tomorrow's daf. We're going to speak out some real yeshivish raid as it relates to this sugya. Zok Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Akedei Azman L'Chaveiroi. If somebody loans somebody money and they made up a date that this loan is going to be due, you have to pay me by a certain time. V'Amar Loi. And then the day the loan was due, Taisa speaks this out, we'll see how it's going to play itself out in the Gemara. The day that the loan was due, the Loifa said, Piraticha B'Toichzmani. I paid you already. When did you pay me? What do you mean? I paid you a month ago. The loan wasn't due a month ago. Yeah, I know that, but I paid you toichzmani. Says Reish Lakish, Einoy Neman. He's not believed. Ulevai sheyifra bezmanai as atfilo. Halevai the loiva should pay when he has to pay. Aber to have an amonis and to say that you pay toichzmani, Let me say Nachas Finzmanoi, and then we'll talk about Toichzmanoi. Abayev Rava, Dami Travayu, Abayev Rava, they both are not that way. They said, Avadinish, the part of Begoichzmanoi, sometimes a person pays a loan Toichzmanoi, and the reason is, even in the Misravelis, see, sometimes a person falls into money. Omar, he says that even though I don't really have to pay down my loan now, but you know, Eved Loi Velish Malva, he's living with this looming and hovering over him. So he says, Eznel Ifrei, let me go ahead and make the payment. So like this, when the time comes, the Malva's not going to make me crazy. So I understand all the Vaish Yifra Bismanoi, but says, Abayi V'Rava, there's a counter Svara. Sometimes, Chachamein Abarashi, and he knows that his loan is going to come due, so it might be worth his while to start paying it down. Bottom line, it sounds like, according to Reish Lakish, Siddha Svara, that a person would never pay down a loan to Ichzmanai, whereas according to Abayi V'Rava, that's not true. Sometimes a person will pay down a loan to Ichzmanai. What does it have to do with our sugya Tanan? We learned in our Mishnah, Becheskas Shen Nasan, Ad Sheyav Yiraya Shaloy Nasan. So we're talking about Hashutfin. And there was a Chatzer that belonged to both of them, and now there's a Koisel that's cutting through. And the Koisel fell down. So the Halach is that even the Mandama that holds Hezek Riyah, Loish Me Hezek, over here, Mechayvin, Oysoy Lev Noysoy, only up until 4 hours. Okay. Now, said the Mishnah, that in the event that there's a dispute, one partner went and he built the wall. And he goes over to his other partner and he says, give me half of the money. And he says that, I gave it already. And there's a ganz toya vinitin over here. So what's the halacha? It's becheskas shenasan. We assume it was given. Ad sheyaviraya shaloi nasan. Unless the toyveya can prove that he really didn't give it. Meaning, we assume that the other shutif already chipped in for this wall, unless the one that built the wall can prove that that's really not what happened. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidami, let's try to understand this part of the Mishnah a little bit better. What was the case? The case is where one Shutta built a wall, he goes over to the other Shutta, he says, give me the money. He says, I did. When did you give it to me? I gave it to you when I was supposed to give it to you. As the invoices came, I used to pay half the money. I gave it. Pshita. Says the Gemara, it's Pashnit that Becheska Shanasan. What's the Shaila? Meaning, what's the Shaila that you can't just go and say, no, you didn't give me the money and give it to me? Rashi says, isn't this a classic Manali Biyatcha? What's the halacha? I need a Mishnah to say it's Becheskes Shenasan, Achiyavi Raya Shalai Nasan, as if to say, you can't just frivolously say you owe me money. No one can go over to someone else and frivolously say he owes him money. It's what we know as Manali Biyatcha, so what's the shot? Ella, there has to be some Chiddush going on here. You know what the Chiddush is? Probably the Amalei Pratich B'Techzmani. It's talking about where the person said, meaning right now is when it's due. And he comes over to him and he says, you know, you owe me money. He says, yeah, but I already gave it, I prepaid it. And what if that's what the Mishnah means, it's a Chiddush, but it's such a big Chiddush. What do you see from it? Alma Ovid Inish the Pari B'Techzmani. It's a Kasha. Who? It's a Kasha on Reish Lakish. It's a Raya Tabai Rav Dami Trevayu. Morris says, no, Shani Hacha. Could be over here, it's different. The Chol Shafah V'Shafah Zimneho. A loan, for example, that comes due in a year from now. Okay, so the assumption is that the person probably didn't prepay the loan before the loan actually came due. But if you're building a wall, every row, called shafa v'shafa, every single row of bricks, we look at as a separate hischaivis. And as a result, the gather of the zmanui and the toichzmanui is not when the construction of the wall is complete, that's when we view it as if it's already la'achas mani, and during the course of the construction, it's all toichs mani. That's not the way we see it. But rather, kol shafa b'shafa is zimnehu, and as a result, if he comes after the wall was already built, and he says, you owe me money, and the other shutif says, I already paid you, he's not timing, I paid toichs mani. He's saying, I paid biz money, because kol shafa v'shafa is really zimneho. It's not equivalent to your classic loan of tois money. So the Gemara says, toshma. Maybe you can bring a ride to this shayla from the next line of the Mishnah. What was the next part of the Mishnah? Becheska shaloi nosan, ad sheyavi raya shenosan. So the case was where the wall was really bigger than 4 amas. It came down, and one shutif went, and he rebuilt it all the way up to the top. Now the Mishnah said, you only have to pay up to 4 amas. You don't have to pay more than 4 amas. Stating that, if you build a wall that's adjacent to it, so you're showing that it's nichole, then the halach is Megalgman all of a sakal. Now already you have to pay for half. And it's regarding that case that it's becheskas shaloi nasan, actually yavi raya shen nasan. Says the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case? Is the case talking about where the person says that I paid you, and he says I paid you when I was supposed to pay you. Am I loy? Then why is it becheska shaloi nasan? I understand. It's modeli biyad chavali yom ein lechaviyadi klum. So what's the halacha? Moitzim mechavei olav araya. So why would it be becheska shaloi nasan? Why is this episode different than every other modeli biyad chal? You should have to bring me the raya. Becheska shaloi nasan. I have the cheskas moment over here. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara. The case is probably where he says, I paid you toichzmani. And you'd see from here then, a person doesn't pay toichzmani. Now, we just said a minute ago that really, this case is not a real goyzimne, right? This is not a real toichzmani, because kol shafa v'shafa zimnehu. But the Gemara is saying, I don't really understand this part of the Mishnah. And the only way to make sense of this part of the Mishnah is to say that maybe the time of the Mishnah holds that really it is a toichzmani. And if it's a toich zmanoi, probably the reason it's becheska shaloi nosan is because he's tiny, he paid toich zmanoi. And what you see from here is that a person doesn't pay toich zmanoi. This is not a kasha Rish Lakish, this is actually a raya to Rish Lakish. But the Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a raya from here either, because shani hacha, I could tell you that over here it's different, the Omar, because maybe we assume that this person was thinking, mi yeme de mechaibile rabbanon. This whole chiyuv over here is not such a clear chiyuv. Meaning, the halacha of the Mishnah is that you can be mechaib yoshotif to pay you up until four amas. If he builds something next to it, you can be mechaib him to pay you all the way to the top. But that halacha, not everybody chaps. And it could be this person, we're going into the psychology of the man, thinks that this will never be enforced. No one's ever going to make me have to pay for half of this. And as a result, over here, there's no way the person's going to pay teichzmani. Meaning, la'olam, I'll tell you that adam peireya teichzmani. There may be a person really would pay teichzmani. But it's over here that a person's for sure not going to pay teichzmani. Because he's holding out hopes that maybe he'll never have to make the payment. So I'm going to go ahead and pay teichzmani, something that I may never have to make a payment for. So there's a svara to say, dafki here, ain't adam peireya teichzmani. And as a result, it's not a tzushtal to the shasugya of whether or not a person is perea chayve toichzmani. The bottom line is, b'derech agav mamish, we brought the machloikis between Reish Lakish on the one side, Abaye v'Rava on the other side. Whether a person pays his chayves toichzmani, he doesn't pay his chayves toichzmani. Bottom line is, according to Reish Lakish, he doesn't. According to Abaye v'Rava, he does. Why'd we bring it? Because we thought we had a raya from the Mishnah. The Gemara deflected it rather easily. The bottom line is, we mentioned the machlokes, so we're going to talk a little bit more about it. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Kabai, V'Rava. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, who are also Bali plucked in Shas, they went like Abai, V'Rava. Mar Baravashi, Avik, Reish Lakish. Mar Baravashi, he went like Reish Lakish. The Hilchas like Reish Lakish. And the Aloch is like Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, not only is the Hilchas like Reish Lakish, even if a person is going to take money from the assignment, even then, the halacha is like Reish Lakish, that we assume the loan was not paid teichzmani. What does this mean? Even though we know what an outli, if someone's coming to take payment for a loan, but he's taking from the nechzi yisoyimim, so aboli par minechzi yisoyimim, this is ksubis 101, loi pare elav shvu, you have to swear if you want to take from the yisoyimim. Can't just take from the yisoyimim, you need more of a birr to your taina, right? Ordinarily you can collect from people, but when it comes to yisoyimim, you need the power of shvu. But in the event that it's toich zmanoi, then if you're going to collect from the yisoyimim, you don't have to have a shvua, because chazok lo yavet inish to par b'gay zmanay. Because it's a chazok that a person doesn't pay teich zmanay, and being that it's a chazok that a person doesn't pay teich zmanay, even klapi the assignment, we know 100% for certain that wasn't paid teich zmanay, and therefore you wouldn't even need a shvua. Again, we're going to stop now, and we are going to speak our raid on yesterday's agada tadaf, but we're not chalila being mezalzel on what we just learned. We just learned a major, major sugya, and all the raid on the sugya that we just learned is going to come be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, which is only in a few hours. But the bottom line is, as it relates to raid, two ha'aris related to yesterday's daf, which spoke about Bayesheni and Hordis and Bava Ben Buta. The first is a little more halachic, and the second is a little more drush, or a lot more drush. So the halachic first, and that is, so the Gemara says that after Hordis killed all the Chachamim, he sat down with Bava ben Buta. He was the one rabbi that he kept alive. And he told him, I need a tikkun for my neshama. I feel very uncomfortable with what it is I did. I need an etzah. And Bava ben Buta gave him an etzah. He told him that you extinguished the light of the world. You blinded the eyes of the world. What you should do is you should build the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Eirish HaLoilam. It's Einei HaOilam. This is the advice that he gave him to do. And the Gemara said that I understand how Bava ben Buta was able to give Hurdis this advice. Wasn't Daniel punished for doing something very similar to Nebuchadnezzar? What was the punishment that Daniel got? Chatchu migdulasai. He was thrown into the Gevarayas. Tosfos brings from the Targum HaChashverosh that he was killed. The Hilgach Sam Sofer, he was the Doiroin. He was somehow the Pius, the Sar La'azazel, to be Mephayis, the Samach Men, which would somehow facilitate the miracle of Purim, Dvarim, the Flom, and the Skam, Adlam, Oy. But the bottom line is, so the Gemara said, how was he able to do it? And the Gemara gave two etzes. One teretz, the Gemara said, Iba Yaseima, Hurdis was different, because Hurdis was a Yid, now he was an Eved. But an Eved is chai b'mitzvahs law laki isha, so maybe it's different than Nebuchadnezzar. Alternatively, Bava ben Buta understood that the Beis HaMikdash needed to be built, and the only way it could be built is if it was built by a melech, and as a result, he had no choice. He knew what he was doing was wrong. Chassam Sofer said, that's why he used to bring an Ashim Tali every single day, like the Mishnah says in Masechtas Krisis. But at the same time, he felt that this was something that he had absolutely, positively no choice to do. The Rambam, in Hilchas Reitzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, it's in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tezva, says as follows: Va'aser lahasi eitzah tovah l'goy oy le'eved rasha. It's aser for a yid to give an eitzah tovah to an eni yehudi or even to an eved that's a rasha. Va'afilu lahasiyoy eitzah sheyaseh dvar mitzvah. Even if the eitzah is for him to do a mitzvah. V'hu oymed berishay. This is a piece that the Rambam adds, assuming he's still oymed berishay, also it's not okay. And the Rambam says, v'loy nisnasa Daniel. Daniel had his nisayon. Which nisayon? Presumably, if the Guva Arayis, Ella al shehesi eitzel avucha netza alitein stalker, shenem alohein malkum milki yishfar aloch. V'chule, emphasis on v'chule. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, v'ase lahasi eitzel toivah l'goy oy la'ebed rasha, v'afilu lahasi oy eitzel sheyaset var mitzvah. What's the makar to the Rambam? It's Bava Basra Daftal Ramad Aleph. The Chinuch, in his Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, it's the Mitzvah of Shalei LaHachshel Tom Baderech, what we know as Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol. So he says as follows. What is Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol? Loi LaHachshel Bnei Yisrael, Losais Lohem Eitzer Ra. You're not allowed to be Machshel Yid to give him bad advice. Avol Niyasher Oysom, but to the contrary, if a yid comes to you and he asks you advice, so you should give him good advice. So the chinuch brings the halacha of lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol and says the chinuch, what is the mitzvah shalei lahachshel bnei Yisrael losses lahem eitzah ra? Rather, you should try to give the best advice that you can possibly give. Miches Chinuch, right here in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Bey, says that if you're medayik l'shoyne azov shal ha-chinuch, the Chinuch said that what's the lav of lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol? It's loy lahachshel bnei Yisrael. Loseis lohem etzera. It sounds like it's only a yid that you're not allowed to give bad advice to. But if you want to give bad advice to an eni Yehudi, this is something that you're allowed to do. And freak to Miches Chinuch, I don't understand. We know that the lav of lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol, it's true not only for a yid, we know it's true for a guy as well. How do you know that? The whole beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, Ubekama Mekoymes. Well, what's the classic Gemara of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol? You shouldn't hand a glass of wine to another, and you shouldn't be Moshet Eve Menachai to a Benoyach. So we know klar from Gemara's and Shas that the lava of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol is not only true for a yid, it's true for a guy as well. So if Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol is true, Afilo for a guy, Freik Te Mechaz Chinuch, what's Pshat? Loi Lahachshol Bnei Yisroel, Los Islam Meit Zara. Why the Chinuch say Bnei Yisroel? It's true even for a guy. Just explain the kasha a little bit better. We know that the lava lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol is made really of two chalakim. Number one, you're not allowed to be machshel a person to do an aveira. That's your classic lifnei iver. Additionally, you're not allowed to give someone an etzah she'eino hagenes, which is the way the chinuch presents it right out of the gate here in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. Truth is, we've spoken about this many, many, many times over the years. What about your classic Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol? There's an Iver, don't put a Michshol, right? Don't put a banana peel in the way of a person who might slip and might end up falling. Is that also part of Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol? You think that's the Iker Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol, right? We know all the fancy Mahalchim Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol. Don't be Machshol Mudan Aveira. Don't give him an Eitz Hashem Eregenes. What about your good old-fashioned Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol? So the truth is, this is already a very, very beginning. Rashi and Chulin Daf Gimel Amar Aleph brings that the Tzedukim, the Baisusim, and the people that didn't believe in Teresh Vapet, that's the way they used to teach Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol. It sounds like from Rashi Faker that we don't hold that that's Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol. There's a Mesh that says if somebody digs a bar b'shus harabim, there's so much rate about Isser Mazik b'chashmul b'vakama simen beis. Right, what exactly is the Isser Mazik? So Ramei Simcha says that if somebody digs a bar b'shus harabim, he's over the tzedukim's lifnei iver loisnitei michshol, the kutim's lifnei iver loisnitei michshol, v'advarim atikim v'en kanamokim l'harach. But the ikr lifnei iver loisnitei michshol in Teresh Shaval Peh is actually not the pshutei shal mikra. But rather, what is it? It's giving an eitz hashenu hagenis, and it's being machshol. I know that as it relates to being machshol a you're not going to be Moshe even an Achai to a Benoich. That's Mefurish, it's true even for an Eni Yehudi. So why when it comes to an Eitz Hashem HaGenes with the Chinuch say, Loi Lahachshul B'nei Yisrael, Lo Seis Lohem Eitz Arah, Haloi Dover Hu. We know a Benoich is included in Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol, so why would this be any different? And says the Michas Chinuch, and this is why it's Negei Ar Sugya, that Hagam it's Mevur in the Gemara Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Rambam brings in the end the Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Ritzeich V'Shmiras HaNefesh, that you're not allowed to give an Eini Yehudi, you're not allowed to give a Rasha, an Eitz Toiva. But does that mean that you're allowed to be machshelim with an Eitzerah? It's not the same thing, right? You can recuse yourself. You can say, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. As somebody else, mechateisi, you have a right to be machshelim and to mislead him. That's already a lois essay. Who said you can do that? And the Mechas Chinuch blives tzorich in. He says, I don't know. It's a plea atzuma to me, this Chinuch. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovit Shniurim, and it's in Mesechtes Psochim, it's Ois Tzadikei. It says a Dovin Nifla. He says, the emes is like this. If you think about it, why is it that the lav of Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol is true not only for a Yid, but also for an Yehudi? Why is it that you can't give an Eni Yehudi Eva Menachai? Really, most of the Mishpatei HaTorah are Negeia only Yisrael. Meaning, when the Torah says you shouldn't do something, what does it mean? Don't do it to who? Don't do it to a Yid. Even Gezalakim, says Rabbi Chaim. From all examples, that's the example he gives. We know Gezalakum, maybe, right, that's the censored sugya, maybe it's Negeya, maybe it's something that's also. But the Gemara brings psukim from it, right, it's learned out from Agansa Halacha. It's not based on the Etzem Halacha of Leisignoiv and Leisigza. Why? Because when the Torah says do something or don't do something, who is it referring to? It's referring to the Yid L'Chayra. So what's the Pshat? Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol is different. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Pshat is Pashat. The Pshat is because if somebody's Machshol someone else to do an Aveira, it's not just that that person's doing an Aveira, you're actually doing something wrong. Because by you being Machshol that person, so you yourself are playing a role in this Aveira happening. You're facilitating the Aveira. And being that you're facilitating the Aveira, that's why this is something you're not allowed to do. So if you're machshel someone to do an Aveira, it's not the pshat that you're being over an Isser for merely being goyrim someone else to do something. Your maisa of being machshel, that in and of itself means that you are part and parcel of this Aveira. And you can't be part and parcel of an Aveira. And says Rabbi Chanan, v'shteit in the halacha that you can't be moishin even menachai to a benoyach, is that not only can't you be part and parcel of a yitz aveira, you also can't be part and parcel of a benoyach aveira. Terry doesn't want bnei noyach to do aveiras. That's why the sheva mitzvah bnei noyach. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be machshel him, so it comes out that you played a role in the benoyach aveira, which is something that Terry doesn't want, and that's lifnei iver leisita michshel. But that's only true in the lifnei iver leisita michshel of being machshel a guy to do an aveira. But as relates to Eitz Hashem Eregenes, what Shaiches? You're giving him bad advice. Vukum Tarayin, the Eini Yehudi. That's why the Chinuch says, Loi Lahachshul B'nei Yisrael, Los Aslam Eitz Hara. It's true, the Mechaz Chinuch's kasha is that both of these ideas are sniffing of the same lav in the Torah of Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol. It's true, but Rabbi Chanan says, in terms of understanding the lumdus of it, the lumdus is very different. As it relates to the lumdus, there, when you're machshel someone else to do an Aveira, Zoysaymeris, you yourself are playing a role in the Aveira. So if you're playing a role in the Aveira, the Torah is saying that's not something you could do, even if it's a Benoyach's Aveira. But to give an Eitz Hasheni again, so there, what am I doing? The Aveira is giving the Eitzarah. Giving Eitzarah to any Yehudi Mechtesa, that's not something I can do. And as a result, the Aveira is kol kuloi mitzad mi. Over there, the Ben Noach is the subject of the Aveira. He's the victim. He's the one on the other side. Loi signa doesn't relate to a Ben Noach, so why should if neiva loi sita mikshob relate to a Ben Noach? But as it relates to a Ben Noach who has an Isra Eva Menachai, and I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to be moishet the Eva Menachai to him, so it comes out that I played a role in the Ben Noach eating Eva Menachai, which is something he's not allowed to do, as a Rosson Zuim Misoson, etc., etc. That's already more common, and for that reason, that's going to be a problem. That's the first R. The second R is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe once spoke at a Siyam HaMaseches Bava Metziah, which happened to have coincided with Yad Kislev. And the drush that he gave was based on a Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Friede Digger Lubavitcher Rebbe, and it began with a Medrash Pliya. The Pasuk says, we say it in Psukah de Zimra every single day, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Medrash says, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Afal Pisha Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Afilu Hachi Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. That's the Medrash. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, Afal Pisha Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, even though Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, still Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. And Kamuvin, this medrash is Eino Yomer Elo Dershunik. What does that mean? Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build Yerushalayim, Afilu Hachi, despite that Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take all the Nidachim and he's going to bring them into Yerushalayim. Hagam is going to rebuild Yerushalayim. Because he's going to rebuild Yerushalayim. When he rebuilds Yerushalayim, what does the medrash even mean? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said a Dovah Niflo, but I just want to be mocked him. And that is, it's Yodua, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Gemaras, and the Zohar HaKadosh mentions this many, many times, that just like there's a Yerushalayim Shal Mata, there's also a Yerushalayim Shal Maila. And just like there's a Beis HaMikdash, or there was a Beis HaMikdash Mal Mata, there's also a Beis HaMikdash Mal Maila. The Ramchal, in his Sefer Tikkunim Chadashim, this is in Tikkun Arbon V'Tisha, so he says that we know David HaMelech said, Shir HaMalois, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. He said that Shir HaMalois of Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech was referring to the Beis HaMikdash of La'asad Lavoi, when the Yerushalayim Shal Maila is going to become one together with the Yerushalayim Shal Mata, where the Beis HaMikdash Shal Maila is going to fuse, it's going to merge together with the Yerushalayim Shal Mata, and it's regarding that Beis HaMikdash that David HaMelech said, Baruch Kotchoi, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. And he said, if you go through the Psukim, this is the Ramchal talking, Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechur B'lo Yachtov. What's the Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechur B'lo Yachtov? It's the Yerushalayim Milmata, that's Chur B'lo Yachtov, that's Mechubet Yerushalayim Shal Maila. Shesham, because in that Beis HaMikdash, Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Edus Li Yisra. Shvatim Shiftei Ka, because that Beis HaMikdash will be a combination of the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mata and the Beis HaMikdash Shal Maila, and as a result, the Shvatim are going to be there. Who are the Shvatim? That's Klal Yisrael. But the Shiftei Ka, all the Malachim and the Srafim and the Chayos and the Ifani HaKodesh that are in the Beis HaMikdash Shal Maila, they're also going to be there. So you'll have the Shvatim there and the Shiftei Ka are going to be there. And it's regarding that Beis HaMikdash of Samachti Ba'emili Beis HaShem Neilach. But that's something that we know. And that is, that just like there's a Beis HaMikdash Shal Mata, and just like there's Yerushalayim Shal Mata, there's a Yerushalayim Shal Maila, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shal Maila as well. I saw Dover Nifla in the Megadim Chadashim, the Magoyim Reb David Yoel White Shlita, and this is in his Sefer HaMasechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. He brings it from his Rebbe, the Heilige Divrei Yoel, and this is in the Hakdama to the Sefer V'Yoel Moshe. The Gemara in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, says as follows. Talking about the different kitim, lasad lavoi, as it relates to the din v'cheshbon that man is going to have to give for his actions and lack thereof in this world. So says the Braisa, picking it up in middle. Aval haminim v'hamesoyros For Apikorsim, Shakafru Batoira, Vishakafru Betrias Hamesim, Vishapirshu mit Archetzibur, Vishanosnu Chitisam be Eretz Chayim, Vishachotu Vechtio as Arabic Nugonu Rava Benevad. So these people are Yardin Legehenna Vinidon and Bogodoyra Doyra. It's very, very scary. And what's the reason for it? Says the Brisa, Kolkach Lomo, Mepnesha Poshtu Yedeim Bizvul. It's because they were Poshtu Yedeim Bizvul. They somehow chepped with Zvul. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mizvuloi, the ain't Zvul ala Beis HaMikdash. And what is Zvul? Zvul is the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Bonoi Bonisi Beis Zvuloch, Valeim Amrachana, Hashem Yichatu Meriva. So all these people are going to be punished, terrible, terrible punishment. And what's the reason? Mipnei Shepashtu Yedeim Mizvul. It's because somehow they chepped with Zvul. And what is Zvul? Zvul is the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shepashtu Yedeim Mizvul, Shehech because these people destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So the Heilige Satmaruv asked, he says, I don't understand. Bishloima, the people that lived in this man of the Beis HaMikdash. So those Messiahs and that Bikorsim, that were Kafru B'Torah, B'Tchias HaMesim, they were Pirshim B'Darchi HaTzibur, they intimidated people, they were Chaiti, Machdi, Saram, Gonyu, Rav, Menavot. So I understand they were Poshu, Dei, and Bezvul, Zokrashi, Shechrivu Beis HaMikdash B'Avoyna. But what about all the people that fit one of those criteria that didn't live Bismarck? We haven't had a Beis HaMikdash in close to 2,000 years. So what about them? They were Poshti Yedei and Bezvul. Where were they Poshti Yedei and Bezvul? Where were they Machir the Beis HaMikdash? So the Satmar Rabbah said a Dover Nifla Mamish. He said that the Gemara says, Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Rishlokish Amar. Rishlokish said, Shiva Rikiyim Yesh. There are seven heavens. The Elohim, Viloin, Rokia, Shchokim, Zvul, Ma'in, Machin, and Aravos. And then Rish Lakish went on to describe Vos Tutzach in each one of these seven himlin. Zvul, you want to know what's in Zvul? Shebo Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach Banoi. In Zvul, there's Yerushalayim. There's a Beis HaMikdash and there's a Mizbeach. There's Yerushalayim Shal Mailo. And there's a Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo. And there's a Mizbeach Shal Mailo. Umichol Asara Gadol, Oimidu Makriv Olav Karvin. And there's even a Kohen Gadol, it's Michal Sarah Gadol, and he brings Kabbalah. Shenema Bonoi Bonisi Beis Vuloch, Machin Veshiftach HaYolam. So the Satmar Rav said, Yei Shloima, that every Rosh in every generation, he was Pasha Yedei and Bezvul. He's been Machriv the Beis HaMikdash. You know which Beis HaMikdash? Not the Beis HaMikdash Almato. It's Zvul. Like the Gemara says, Vos Tutzach in Zvul. Shebo Yerushalayim Shal Mailo. U Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo. U Mizbeach Bonu Mil Mailo. And it's that Beis HaMikdash that he's rearing on. And that's the Oymik in this Gemara over here, Rosh Hashanah Yitzayin. That's why it's Negeo not only people that lived in the Zman of the Bayis. It's Negeo everybody. But the bottom line is, there's a Yerushalayim Shal Mato, and Mechuvin to that, there's also Yerushalayim Shal Mailo. And there's Beis HaMikdash Shal Mato, and there was, and Beis Hashem, there will be again. But Mechuvin to that, there's also a Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, he said, the Gemara says, Masech this tainus daf heyamar aleph. Omele Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, Maitich siv, what's pshan in the pasuk that says, Bechirbuch akadosh, v'loi avoy be'ir. Mishum de bechirbuch akadosh, v'loi avoy be'ir. Because this kedusha, that's why I'm not going to enter the city. Omele Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, Hochi Om Rav Yoichana. I'll tell you what Rav Yoichana said. Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi avoy be Yerushalayim shal mailo. I will not enter Yerushalayim shal mailo. Until I enter the Yerushalayim Shalmata. Since I don't meet Ike Yerushalayim Lamaila, is there something called Yerushalayim Shalmaila in? The Chsib Yerushalayim Habnuya, Shkir Shachub Lo Yaktav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Loi Ovoi Be Yerushalayim Shalmaila, Ad Sha'ovai the Rishalayim Shalmata. So the Baba Trevor was speaking at a Siyam of Masechtas Bava Metzia. And it was also Haschola. It was also Haschola for Masechtas Bava Basra. So he said the Hergish is as a Masechtas Bava Metzia ends. Habayis Va'aliyah Shanaflo. There was a house, and the house had two stories. There was the bayis, that's the main floor, and there was the aliyah, there was the attic. And it came crumbling down. The person who lives in the aliyah is asking the person that lives on the main floor, he says, build your house because I have an aliyah and I can't build my aliyah unless you're going to build your house. And he tells him, build it. So what's the halacha? If he builds it, gevaldik. But let's say he doesn't build it. So the person who lives in the aliyah has a right to go build the bayis and he can live there rent free until this person goes and he's mishalim the yitzivis. So Babcha Rebbe said that we have a shutfis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a bias and there's an aliyah. The bias is the Beis HaMikdash Almata. And the aliyah is the Beis HaMikdash Almailo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us every single day. Hayoyimim b'koyloi sishmo. He says, build the bias. Because when you build the bias, I'll be able to move into the aliyah. Until you build the bias, loy ovoi b'Yerushalayim shalmalo. Ad sha'ovoi b'Yerushalayim shalmata. I can't move into aliyah. And he's begging Klal Yisrael. He says, all you need to do is build, do mitzvahs. There'll be a bias, and when there'll be a bias, I'll be it. Because until then, because it's the aliyah of the bias. Because really, they're one. And I can't enter Yerushalayim Shalmailo until you build Yerushalayim Shalmata. But the Rebbe said, what's going to be if B'meshach HaGolus Klal Yisrael's not going to do it, and they're not going to listen, and it's going to be a Darsha Kulei Chayiv and Verveis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to say, at some point, I'm going to have no choice. I'm going to have to do what that Yid did in that Mishnah in the end of Bava Metzia. And I'm going to have to go ahead, and I'm going to have to build the bias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be the Boy Nei Yerushalayim. But if I'm Boyne Yerushalayim, what does that mean? That means it's mine. That means really you have no right to come in. Zok the Medrash, Boyne Yerushalayim Hashem. Zok the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Pisha Boyne Yerushalayim Hashem. Even though I'm building it, and if I'm building it, it's mine. And you better have no right to come in. Afal Pike Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. They would say, no, you can come in. Because if it's going to come a time where Klal Yisrael is not going to do tshuva, and it's not going to be Achishena, and it won't be Ayoyim and B'Koyel Tishmo, oh, but there's a Haftocha, Be'ita, there will be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even if Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve it, there will be a Geula. Yeah, it could be today, in B'Koyel Tishmo, but what if we don't listen? There's a Be'ita, and we're getting pretty close to that Be'ita, but there's a Be'ita, and when the Be'ita comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though I'm building the bias, Afal Pikin, I'm going to let you in. That's Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Afal Pisha, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Aber Lamaisa, what the Lubavitcher Rebbe was saying was that we're Shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Perek HaShutfin, this is all a Hemshech, the Abayis V'Aliyah. In the Tosefta we spoke out, it's all one and the same, right? Tosefta Bava Basra starts LaYachver. The whole Tosefta in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin is all a Hemshech, the Abayis V'Aliyah. We're Shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We own a Bayis and an Aliyah together. And the Aliyah is ready, it's mamish, ready to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Rev Rachmav says, Loi Ovei I'm not going to get comfortable in Shamayim. It's our job to build the bias. And when we do, we should be zoiche to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down the Yerushalayim Shamayla, and it's going to be Ke'ir Shechubel Yachtav, and we'll be zoiche to that Samachti Ba'oimrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech, Be'is Goyal Tzedek, Ben Heir B'Yameinu Ami.